Hello, and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's sort of November podcast. No, not November. December.
December.
It is December, and this is ReachMahjong.com coming out at, as it happens, Macau. I am Garth Nelson, and with me, as always, is...
Jen Barr.
Yes. We run the website ReachMahjong.com. That's ReachMahjong, RobMahjong.com. Where we like to talk about Reach Mahjong. How has your Reach Mahjong been lately?
The same as all my other Mahjongs.
You don't sound too enthused, actually.
I'm going through kind of a phase where I just, like, discard everybody's winner again.
That is a pisser. I've been, I haven't had a very, very strong last couple of months either. I had a good September with the World Series and then hanging out at Mahjong Parlors, and then my October and November have been pretty crappy.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, given the fact that we have no good news to talk about in our Reach Mahjong experiences lately, let's talk about... Well, first of all, I'm sick. Let's talk about how I'm sick. How the hell did I get sick? That's why I'm so hoarse, in case you're wondering why my voice sounds so different from what it usually does.
Maybe it was that the plane. Sometimes they say that you can get the cold on the plane.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
it's the cold. There's one cold on every plane.
it's the plane cold?
Yeah, and you can get it because one person always has it and gives it to you. So you're supposed to put, like, Neosporin under your nose?
No way.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that. I learned something.
It's quite common to get... Well, I don't know if that really works, but I've heard that.
That is pretty crazy. That definitely sounds like one of those old wives' tales to me. I was a little sick before we came, but then I think all that drinking that Shimizu-san wanted to do was not helping.
She's good at that.
Yes, so speaking of the plane, where was that plane taking us? Where are we now?
This is like one of those fun quizzes.
Yes.
Like you say to the three-year-olds, where are we going?
Jeopardy. We are in Macau. We are in Macau for the Mahjong Super Cup, another international tournament, and it's pretty exciting. We are hanging out at the Grand Waldo Hotel in Macau, and we have just finished the first round. Not only is it Jen and Garth, your intrepid ReachMahjong.com reporters, but we've brought with us a rather large contingent from Japan.
It's really exciting. This is the first time we've actually had, like, a real... ReachMahjong.com team. At the World Series we did with Gem, but it was, you know, put together at the last minute, and this time we're really a lot more organized, and we're all wearing patches all the time.
Besides that, it was a bunch of, you know, not to slight us in any way, but it was a bunch of white folks, you know, who haven't really proven themselves in the world of Mahjong, whereas the list we got here is a bunch of, it's a pretty all-star cast, wouldn't you say? I mean, but topping the list, we got Ito Yuko.
He's not playing.
He's not playing. Oh. But
did you tell him why we're in Macau?
Yes, we're at the Mahjong Super Cup.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Yes, Mahjong Super Cup. Mahjong Super Cup. Mahjong Super Cup. We are here to promote the Mahjong Super Cup. And topping the list of our group from Japan, we got Ito Yuko.
His first name is Yuko. His family name is Ito.
Right.
Just in case you're wondering.
Yes. I say it in the Japanese style, mostly.
And I say it in the opposite, so just so there's no confusion.
Also, at the top of the list, we have Seto Kuma-san. He's in A1.
His first name's Naoki.
Naoki, yes.
I helped.
That's a team player right there. He is here because he won our ReachMahjong.com festival. Yes, ReachMahjong.com.
First ever ReachMahjong.com Cup, which we had also an all-star cast at.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. I won't go through it. There were just a few too many names to list there. But
we did have pictures up on the site.
At the top of the bill, at the top of the bill there was the winner of the tournament, Seto Kuma, who won his spot into this tournament. Also, we have Shimizu Kaori. She was also at the tournament, but she decided to buy in after Seto Kuma basically swept the field off the map at the tournament. She's a recent winner of, well, not recent, but she has won the Women's League in Renmei. She's also won the Women's Queen Tournament, Pro Queen Tournament, yes?
Yeah.
So she's also one of those all-star people we brought along. Another big name in B1 League, we have Kondo Shintaro, also known as Shintaro Kondo.
We talked about him a lot. You probably recognize
yes.
him.
He's also representing ReachMahjong.com at the tournament. Then rounding out our team, we have Jen and Garth. And then some other names that you might have heard of that we've talked about a lot at other tournaments or at other podcasts.
Oh, wait. Mitsuhiro Minagawa is also with us on the team.
Oh, Minagawa-san, yes.
He used to be a member of JPML, and he's not anymore, but he has come with us to play. He came, I think he was invited by Kaori.
Right.
So they came together to play. Not, they're not together.
Right. Yes. They came with us. Yes, so that rounds out our team of six from Japan. Also from Japan, but not necessarily with us, was Aono. He was the fourth place player in the World Series of Mahjong. He made it to the final table, but was in good shape to win the whole tournament, but then accidentally took fourth at the very end of it. He also made it here for the Mahjong Super Cup. And a couple other names that you hear us talk about a lot is a Chinese couple that we've seen it, but we saw at both the Reach tournament in Germany and at the World Series, Sun Ling and
Sun Ping.
Ping, that's a P. Yes, Sun Ping and Ma Yun Liang.
Yep,
is her husband. There's two more players that we happen to run into a lot wherever we seem to go outside of Japan. So it is a lot of the. The usual suspects here at the Super Cup,
which is good. We're getting some usual suspects, so this is really great. We're getting a tournament circuit. We're getting more cash events. I'm really happy with the situation.
Yes, and you know, you get the new faces, or old faces, and new faces. It's growing. It's exciting. So that's where we are, and who we are, and how we got here. Let's take a little break, and we will come back with, since this is, actually, right, before I say we're taking a break, since we didn't have our normal iPodcast, or podcast, we're going to sort of tie in everything that we do in the podcast to our two podcasts for this weekend.
We have three podcasts
three podcasts this weekend.
So, this is Friday's podcast.
Right. Oh, Friday's podcast. Okay.
Yeah.
So, first we have, we're going to do our, we're coming up next with our league wrap-up, and then that'll be followed with a little discussion about the Super Cup rules, and, then we will move into other stuff there. All right, let's take a break.
I don't know, dude. I think everybody's all jealous and shit, because I'm, like, the lead singer of the band, dude, and I think everybody's got a fucking problem with me, dude. And they need to take it up with me after the show. Because
these chicks don't even... You're listening to the Reach Mahjong podcast, exclusively at ReachMahjong.com. Join the Japan Professional Mahjong League's Jem Bar and Garth Nelson to get all of your Mahjong news, strategy, professional interviews, weekly meetups, and more at ReachMahjong.com. But they're all on me like they want to hold hands. Because once I blow, they know that I'll be the man.
Okay, we're back, and let's talk about what happened in league play at, that's Renmei's league play, the Japan Professional Mahjong
JPML.
League, last 2 weeks ago.
All right, we'll start with the A1 league. So the big name player in there that we are following right now is Naoki Setokuma. He's on the trip with us at the Mahjong Super Cup. He won the ReachMahjong.com Cup, and he is right in the middle. He was ahead in the game, about 43 points, but he dropped 45 points down to -2, so he's right in the middle, no danger of moving down. Two more sets left to go in the season.
Yeah, and the last, with two people moving down out of that league, it looks like he's in pretty good shape not to be one of them, because those two players are pretty far down.
It's not likely to make it to the final table, since the top three are above 70 points, and the top one is at 170. Let's go on to A2. Another guy that's joining us on the trip today is Yuko Ito. He's the vice president of the Japan Professional Mahjong League. He's here just to gamble in Macau right now. He had another good day, plus 29.1, which puts him at plus 194.6, which sounds like a lot, but that's 8 sets. And second place is at 192. So he's, you know, at the top, but it looks like he probably has a good chance of moving up. Two people will move up.
Quite a distance between between those two and the third place player, Yamai, who you hear us talk about sometimes. So,
yeah, he's at 100. Also, our featured player for this season, Kazunori Takizawa, or Taki.
Yes.
He had a minus 7.6, which is actually a vast improvement from the time before when we reported on him. Garth was there watching, so he'll have the report on that, and I have comments from all the players. We'll have that up in the next week or so, or within the next week, probably. So he had a negative 7.6. He's at minus 2.6.
Yeah,
which, he won't move up or down.
That was also quite a save from what he actually had. He was down quite a bit more than that earlier in the day.
Wow. All right, moving on. We're skipping a few names because we just have too much to cover today. And all the other times. We'll move on to B1 League, which has our good buddy, Shintaro Konno. And he had a great day, plus 30.7, to bring him up to ninth place.
Which is still in danger of moving down. It's a big group of players that moved down out of B1 this time.
6 out of 16 are going to move down. So he's actually doing all right, though. Hopefully he can keep that positive streak that he started with the last one session going. Also, another featured player of ours this time around is Hisato Sasaki. Or just Hisato, and this is Garth's favorite player. And he's not allowed to complain anymore because we had a TV shoot on the 30th, and Garth just happened to be at the same table as Hisato the very first game, killed it. Garth killed the game. And everyone was watching, and they could not believe that Garth was winning so much.
I was unstoppable for once, which is nice because he always pulls that trick on me, so it was nice to give him a taste of his own medicine for once.
So Hisato got 15.7, which keeps him in fourth place with a positive 28.1 for his total. And only two people are moving up.
Keeps him in within shooting distance of the second place player, Kuroki. The first place player has 100 points, and you have to think he's probably going to be playing pretty conservative from here on out because he doesn't need to do a lot to help his situation.
Right.
Second place is open to... open to a little competition, though, still.
Right. Okay, I think as far as B2 goes, it's just Nikaido. Rumi Nikaido, she's the only one we ever watch in there, and Naoya Ogawa, who is the person who won the Special League, and he is dying.
They are both dying.
And it's, again, 6 out of 16 are going to move down, and it looks like both of them are almost guaranteed to move down unless they do something in the next two sessions.
Pull off a couple of miracles. But, of course... what's his name? Ogawa is known for pulling off that miracle. That's how he got there from last season anyway.
That's pretty funny.
Plus 100 on his last session last time to get back to positive. That was a big save. And who knows? He's that kind of player. He could pull it off again.
Yeah, good luck to him. In C1, we have another featured player, Saki Kurosawa. She also has an interview on reachmahjong.com, as does Taki. She had negative 27.5, and I'm sure she wasn't happy with that since she was just about hovering around zero, and that puts her at negative 29.9. The good news is that out of 32, only 8 will move down this time, and she is in 19th place. So.
Yeah, so she's still hanging in there. She's got a ways to go before she's in danger of falling out. And, you know, I watched some of her games. A lot of her games ended up being with her against the wall, so I couldn't see everything.
No.
But, man, the games I did see, she had nothing. It was amazing. crap after crap after crap. And it must have been a really frustrating day for her because she just didn't get anything to deal with.
I like to use that excuse as well, that I just don't get anything. It's not my... in 16th place in that league is Michi Yuki, which was our second interview on reachmahjong.com because she was the first winner of the Women's League, and she's at negative 14.5 in 16th place, just in the middle. And we move down to C2, and another featured player, Kozue Miyauchi, continues to kill the field. Hello, Konno.
Our buddy Konno showed up to help us out with the podcast,
yeah,
or at least observe.
Yeah, we're doing a radio show. So Kozue won, and again, she got plus 24.8 and puts her at plus 158. I just don't see any way that she cannot move up.
Yeah, she's pretty unstoppable. I have to say, so one of the hands that I saw her play, she made a huge mistake and gave away a hand that could have been a lot of points. And because she did that, not only did she not win those points, but then the dealer got to continue, and he took a huge hand after that. It's like, oh my god, what a huge mistake. That's got to cost her, doesn't it? Nope. She still takes a plus 24 for the day, which was the best for her table. She is just on a streak right now. She is unstoppable, even when she makes a mistake. So she's looking good. She is probably going to move up to C1 at the end of the season.
All right, and out of 32 people in the same league, way down in 27th place, we have Shintaro Kamimura, who is a new columnist for ReachMahjong.com. He did write a guest column before, and now he's going to start writing regular columns for us. And
he started off with a rough day just because he was coming back from a tournament they were running. Or no, not the tournament. He was late for some reason.
He overslept.
That was all it was?
He overslept, and he was 55 minutes late, which gave him a negative 55 to start out with. So he finished the day with a negative 95.9, which puts him at negative 60.9. He still has a good chance of not moving down, since only 8 people are going to move down. And it's not a huge difference between him and the 24th place person. It's only about 13 points, so he does have a chance of coming back.
He can definitely do it, but he does have some work ahead.
Wow, oversleeping. I was actually 5 minutes late for league this time, but let's move on to D1, and the most important person there got a negative 42.1. Who could that be?
That's me, Garth. All I have next to my scores this season are little black triangles. That means minus, minus, minus. I don't know what to say. I had a rough first couple of games where I really tried hard, and people were just fooling around. Like, I look at their mahjong afterwards, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, you guys play like idiots, and you beat me. So then I decided to play their game back at them, and that's when they started to play a little better, I guess, because playing like an idiot sure didn't work for me. And then I gave away another, 20 points per game there.
Wow.
So that was, definitely not a very fun league session for me either.
And I also got negative 50.
Ouch.
5 of that was from being late. Looks like 12 people are going to move down, so I am in danger. I really need to win the second 2 sessions, because there will be a D3 next league.
Well, you could
be... And I would much rather stay in D2 with Garthy when he comes down.
You could be participating in the very first ever D3 league. You don't want to be in the inaugural D3 league?
Sounds like such an honor. I might just aim for that. So everybody know, if I end up doing that, it's because I aimed for it.
Right.
It was not because I couldn't win, just in case
right.
You're wondering.
That's the plan. That's the plan. Do we have any other tournaments or stuff? Anything happening in Champions League?
Nothing special in Champions League.
Mahjong news.
It's
okay.
Happening. Yeah, we have some news. I wanted to give another plug to Tom Sloper's site, because we like to do that lately, and he does write a Japanese article. So his Japanese article this time was about the Mahjong parlor in LA closing. Ricky Tanaka had to close his Mahjong parlor, mostly because of the economy. And so we're really sad about that.
That is too bad.
Check out the details at Sloperama.com in his weekly column. That was a fun place, Sanctuary. I know he had some problems before as well, but...
These were legal problems, or...
I think there was some kind of legal problems, but it was still okay. I'm really not sure. I mean, it wasn't really a big problem, but he said in the end the reason that he closed was because of the economy. It wasn't like legal problems or anything like that. So that is pretty sad.
Well, one of the three places you could play mahjong in LA, as far as I know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Disappointing.
So, and there's some stuff on Mahjong News about some international tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the OEMC 2009. Fee is going to increase, as well as the world championship, which is unfortunate, but I guess inflation is going to happen even in this economy, it seems.
But it doesn't look like they're going up that much. These are tournaments that actually don't have any cash prizes though, right? So
no cash prizes, exactly. So I remember last year, I think I paid about 80 euro as a spectator. Looks like the OEMC for 2009 is going to be 180 euros to participate, and it's a 3-day event. I think you should go to mahjongnews.com to see more about this. It's mostly about the Chinese official rules and the Open European Mahjong Championship, and also the World Mahjong Championship. So you should, if you're interested in those tournaments, you should go ahead and go there. They're not cash tournaments, so we're probably not going to be covering them extensively.
But this reminds me, actually, one of our other reachmahjong.com team members is in Austria at the moment.
Exactly.
Forgot about that. Were you going to bring that one up?
No, I wasn't. But she's in Austria, and she's playing Reach Mahjong in Austria. I believe that we're giving the top 3 players in that tournament t-shirts from reachmahjong.com.
Very nice. So go, Jim. We'd like you to win, but we don't see any reason to give you a t-shirt, so maybe you should let some of the other players win.
And she's going to be reporting from that event as well. So go, Jem.
Yes, the first ever Reach Mahjong tournament in Austria, yeah?
At least in Vienna. I know they have a number because Kasu is running it, and Kasu, they're giving away a table that they built.
Wow.
And Kasu actually runs many events in Austria, but they're a very small event, so this is their first big one, and they worked really hard on it, so we're really looking forward to the results.
It would have been fun for us all to participate, but of course, there's a little conflict.
Yeah.
Conflict in the dates.
We did hear about, did we announce that the Reach tournament in Germany that we'll have more details about soon? In February, there's going to be a Reach tournament in Germany.
Okay. Thanks for the orange juice there, Kirk.
So, Kirk, our marketing dude, is here.
Whoa.
He brought some.
Got a little extra something in my orange juice.
For Garth, but not for Jen. Did I not want that orange juice?
It's got some medicine in it, I think.
Oh, I think.
Man, woo! It's strong orange juice in Macau. It's Macau orange juice, I think. It's definitely gonna put me on my game, I think, later.
Good. That's what we need. Everyone needs to be on their game.
All right, I guess that wraps it up for news and the league wrap-up. Let's take a little break, and then we will come back with a discussion about the Super Cup, the whole reason we are in Macau.
ReachMahjong.com is the number one source for Mahjong strategy discussion and Mahjong news from Asia. Visit our site to find out how you can use ReachMahjong.com to reach Mahjong players and professionals all over the world. We can even report live from your event. For more information, visit ReachMahjong.com or email advertise@ReachMahjong.com to see how you can buy time and space with Reach.
Okay, we are back, and let's give you an introduction to the Mahjong Super Cup, the reason we have come to Macau. First of all, this is the tournament. It's in its second year, right? They had this tournament last year in Taiwan?
In Taiwan, right. And I believe they did it so that, well, I don't know if that's why they did it, but one of the great things about it was put in as in the Guinness Book of World Records as the biggest Mahjong tournament ever.
Right. They had so many qualifiers that so many people participated in the qualifiers that they had the largest number of players for a Mahjong tournament ever in history. but actually that was mostly just a Taiwan event last year. So this year they wanted to turn it into a more international event. That's why the event is in Macau, and there is quite a much larger international audience here. Of course, obviously I don't think there were any Japanese players at the tournament last year. We've got a good 10 or 15 here this year, and hopefully it'll be...
10 or 15, really?
Pardon?
Really, there's that many.
Well, I mean, there's got to be at least 10, right?
Well, I know we brought, if we include us, we brought 6, plus there's Aono, so it's 7.
And then there's a couple, I think some of the some of the celebrities from Taiwan are actually, there's a couple Japanese in that group too. So I think there's, I think there are 10 players here.
I see. They might be Taiwanese born Japanese, or
right,
have Japanese names.
I was speaking Japanese to at least one of them a little while ago.
Oh, cool.
So, yes, there is a much larger international contingent here anyway, not just the Taiwan tournament that it was last year. But originally, because it was, say, from Taiwan, they are using rules that are more like the Taiwan rules than any other rule set. Let's see. What big difference between Reach rules and the Taiwanese rules? First of all, there is no Reach. The hand point that you get for Reach in Reach Mahjong is just not present in Taiwanese Mahjong. Another big difference is there's no Friten, or no sacred win, no sacred discard, like there is in Reach Mahjong.
We call it Missed Win on our website.
Right, Missed Win or Sacred Discard. They do have a special sort of category for it, a category or contingency. If somebody throws something away and you can win on that, you can't win on it in that turn. That is the only time that you become subject to the Missed Win rule.
And if you draw the winner yourself, right, which is the hardest thing for us to get used to.
That is a big difference between these rules and Reach Mahjong rules.
Or any Mahjong rules.
Which makes a big difference later on when we talk about scoring, or some other big differences, too. And another really big difference is that because there is no real Missed Win, they don't really organize their discards, so it's difficult to tell exactly what other players have thrown away, because the discards are all just thrown out in a jumble in the middle of the table. And that comes back to the fact that, in fact, defense in this game is a lot less important than it is in Reach Mahjong. That's, of course, because you don't have Sacred Win. As far as I can tell, this game has no defense at all. Did you notice any defensive behavior in anybody anywhere?
No, because basically everyone just won on all of my discards. So
yes, but so far we've just been practicing, so we don't really know what it's going to be like when we get into the real thing.
Right.
But you know, it's as far as we can tell from our limited experience.
This includes all the practices we had in Japan as well. Basically,
right,
if I discard it, someone's going to win on it.
But it sure looks like, from what I can tell, the strategy in this game is to just go, 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 go.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see when we get to actually play for reals, if that's the way everybody else is playing, too.
I also love how you have so many different words for Furiten that now you're saying Sacred Win instead of Sacred Discard.
Yeah, Sacred
Discard.
And
Missed Win. So we should just go ahead and call it Missed Discard.
Missed 10. How about Missed, Missed Sacred 10?
Or Furi Win.
Yeah.
Kind of like Foodie Win.
Foodie Win, yes. So, yes, one of these days I'm going to get my nomenclature correct. Let's see, another big difference is, or another thing that makes a really big difference in this game is the way that the dealer continuation gets scored. And we'll talk about scoring in a second, but there are two extra hand points each time the dealer continues his deal. And so as his deal goes on and on and on, the hand points that he can win become really big. So the biggest point in strategy I can see here, besides just trying to win all the time, is to especially try to win all the time when it's your turn as dealer,
because
that is your big chance to make a lot of points. So getting into the scoring then. You get 200 basic points for winning any
game. Wait.
Oh,
Can I say one more thing that's kind of different?
Yes, yes.
The Taiwanese rules is when you have like a... I'm sorry, because I kind of like this. I think it's kind of fun. When you have a concealed quad, you put it face down instead of showing all the tiles first. And
that
you only show it at the end when the game is over.
That is an interesting point, and it'll be especially interesting the next time I ever have a concealed quad, because I always just open it right up just to show everybody. That's how we do it in Reach Mahjong, right? And all of our Japanese players have been trying to remind me that each time they laugh at me and they say, oh, you're going to do that in the real thing, aren't you? And I'm sure I probably will, but God, I hope it doesn't kill me.
Okay, now keep going.
One other point, a very large point that I kind of skipped over, is some extra tiles that they have in this game. They include the flower tiles that we do not use in Reach Mahjong. The flower tiles will also be worth a couple extra hand points, depending on whether you get the ones that are in your seat that correspond to your current house wind. Or if you can manage to get a whole group of them, you'll get like four or six extra hand points for having a whole group of them. So that's another big difference between Reach Mahjong and the Taiwanese rules. Getting into the scoring, you get 200 basic points for finishing any hand, and the dealer gets an extra 50 points for being the dealer. Each hand point is worth 50 points. And
they're called Tai.
They're called Tai in Taiwanese Mahjong. But a lot of the hand points that we have in reachmahjong.com are not in the group of hands in Taiwanese Mahjong. And there are a lot of extra hands that we wouldn't really consider hand points in reachmahjong.com that become hand points in Taiwanese Mahjong. Most notably, weak weights. Weak weights only get like an extra 2 base points in reachmahjong.com, whereas in this game...
In reachmahjong, not reachmahjong.com.
Just get so used to saying .com at the end of
Reach Mahjong. In the whole game. Not just on our website.
Yes. In Reach Mahjong, yes. You know, a bad weight, like say you have 1 and 2 and you're waiting for 3. Or let's say you have just a red dragon and you're waiting for another red dragon. Any time that your weight is basically waiting for just a single tile, that also becomes a hand point. So that's another 50 plus 50 points for you. Any tsumo. Anytime you draw your own winning tile, that's another hand point. Even if you've opened up your hand to with like a pawn and a chi. And then the other place where, you know, you go for it and really, really try to make all your points is on sumo. If somebody throws your winner, you just get that, you know, 200 plus, that base 200 plus whatever hand points you have. If you draw your own winner, you get that amount of points from everybody. So you get 3 times the amount of points if you manage to draw your own winning tile. So sumo is huge. And if you can manage to do it on your turn as dealer, it's even huger. You know, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's the only strategy that I've really been able to come up with. And, you know, it seems pretty obvious, so I can't imagine that everybody else hasn't come up with it too, is, you know, You want to win as quickly as possible because that's what everybody else is just trying to do. And when it's your turn as dealer, you really want to win because that's your chance to really get points. And your other big chance to get points is by drawing your own winner. And that's where you're gonna get the most points to put yourself ahead of the rest of the field.
Yeah, I think that's really the biggest one.
Is sumo, yes. So it'll be interesting to see when we get a chance to play against people who are used to playing rules more like this. And actually, it should be noted that these are not, strictly speaking, the Taiwanese rules. I guess there are actually a lot more hand points in the real Taiwanese rules.
Yeah, there's a lot more. This is based on the Taiwanese rules, and right. It's a little bit simplified.
So these rules have been kind of simplified to, I think, encourage players from, say, other countries or you know, people that are not really used to Taiwanese rules to play in this tournament also. So, yes, that's a basic overview of how the Super Cup works. Let's take a little break and we will come back with a short conclusion.
Oni-san, sore ronya wa.
Ronya wa.
Domo suimasen.
Suimasen.
This is Mahjong.
Aigo.
Joe Stash.
Ore no oya kara hajimarimasu.
Do you need high quality Mahjong tiles? Do you have the tiles ready but just need the scoring sticks? Maybe you want to reach Mahjong.com keychain or t-shirt. You can get all this and more at mahjongmart.com. If you're short on cash at the moment, win gift certificates to our weekly meetups on JPML's run too. For more information, visit reachmahjong.com or mahjongmart.com.
Let's wrap up our podcast for Friday. First of all, actually, we didn't say earlier what we did before we got to Macau. Actually, we stopped in Hong Kong for a day. Actually, you were in Hong Kong even before that, right?
Just the night before, so it was almost the same as you guys.
We had a fun little evening on Thursday night. We got together with a couple of the players that play Mahjong Fight Club in Hong Kong.
Yeah, Anthony and Leah, who we meet a lot on these kind of trips, and they come to Japan often.
They took us over to a really nice Peking duck restaurant, right? That restaurant is famous for its Peking duck, right?
Yeah, it's called Peking Garden, and they have branches all over in Hong Kong.
That was quite
really
a treat. And we hung out in Hong Kong a little bit.
The Hong Kong Poker House.
Ah, yes, the Hong Kong Poker House. God, I do like that place. It's got that right balance of, like, sort of seedy atmosphere, but still, like, it's all on the up and up.
Yeah.
And, whew, dealers. Some good dealers. And,
and then the next morning, everyone except for myself went to dim sum at my favorite restaurant. And my favorite food with my favorite number of people that are eating dim sum at one time, and I was the only one who couldn't.
We came over earlier on the ferry to get a little bit of a practice time, and we did get to practice just a little bit with some of the officials from the tournament.
Yeah, but that little bit helped so much.
Yes,
I think
absolutely.
It made everyone feel a lot better, and we've been practicing the rules for a few weeks, so it's been pretty good.
Right, but
anyway.
We did still have a lot of questions, things that we couldn't quite settle on the exact answers for. So it was helpful to have them explain all the rules to us.
Yeah, it's much easier than getting the rules explained via email.
And then, yes, we got to hang out at the spa, the Grand Waldo Spa, which is pretty awesome.
Very awesome.
I do.
That's probably where I'm going to be when I'm uploading this content to the website. Getting a foot massage whilst...
Yes. I got a little Thai uploading. Massage myself, and it was... I do love Thai massage. It's like I do yoga, but I don't have to do it. She does it for me, you know? So that felt great. We were hanging out at the Grand Waldo Spa. And actually, while hanging out at the Grand Waldo, we did run into quite a few of the other players that are participating in the tournament. There are a surprising number of big-name celebrities in from Taiwan.
And Hong Kong as well.
And Hong Kong, yeah. And actually, at least one of them, maybe a couple I thought, are maybe half Japanese also. We saw them hanging out with our group from Japan, speaking in Japanese. So there is a much larger group of famous peoples here than there was for the World Series. It's interesting to see a different group of people. And let's see, what do we have any other plans for Macau while we're here? Since, you know, it can't just all be mahjong, right?
Well, I guess it depends on our results, and it's possible that there might be another bungee jump or a skywalk in store
if there
in
is
Macau
any,
Tower.
Yeah, if there is any motivation for me to make it far in the tournament, just like it was with the World Series, I am going to stay in the tournament until they go to the tower.
And whatever works for you, man.
Because if there is one thing I do not want to do, it is not jump off a tower. That
you do not want to jump off a tower?
I do not want to jump off a tower.
I think you had a double negative in there. I'm going to hold you to that.
There's
one thing you do not want to do, it's not jump off a tower. So that means that you actually do want to jump off a tower, probably.
When you guys are getting ready to go for that tower, there will be no sign of Garth anywhere.
I think this is a subconscious thing, and you actually really deep down want to
be
the jump.
It will be as if Garth never, ever existed. There will be no trace until you come back from...
So all of you know we're going to tell Garth that we're going to Fernando's, the awesome Portuguese dinner restaurant here. And we'll actually take him to the tower, so we'll do our best to get him out there.
There's just no trust at this point. I will stay in my room. I will starve before I get in the car with these people. Okay, that wraps up our podcast for Friday night. We'll be coming back out at you again tomorrow with a couple results, probably from the first day of the tournament. Hope you enjoyed it. See you soon.
Bye.
Big boot at fuck, toe jam fuck. under all funk like you headlocking a skunk. Reeking like disease, athlete's feet. The stench didn't come till after this beat. Smelling like draws, no reason, no cause. Put your hands up on the speaker, get smelly as paws. You knew we was coming before we entered the door, cause you could smell the rhyme when we was walking down the hall. We bring the funk worse than a wet dog. Thinking like fat ladies shitting out bombs. We dropping up shit and keep them toilets clogged. The people jumping like them bullfrogs. The first one that smells, it ain't the one who dealt it. Black eyed peas keep the scent flying like Delta. Bumpy like onions, you crying. Girl, you ain't lying.
If it smells like funk, it must be us. The funk, 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 funk,